This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today with I Am the Mother. I am the
you
Eam.
Are, yes, you are the Eam. I am
or
the,
if you could might call me Eema. And you are the Bat.
Yes.
Which is the daughter.
Yeah.
And mother and daughter have made an executive decision.
Okay.
Because here we are here on Friday and we don't have enough time on one day to absolutely go into what God means when he says peace.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to save that for next week. And you'll be back with us next week with your Bible and your Hebrew Aleph Bet. Now, I'll talk a little bit. Now, the first letter is Aleph,
mm-hmm.
and the second letter is Bet. What do you know about that letter Bet, Shelley?
Well, it is a wonderful letter. It means house.
Means house.
And it's also a meaning of daughter.
Daughter, because it takes a bat, a daughter, to make a house.
Yes. And also in the same book that you've been reading from this week, The Secret of Hebrew Words, Benjamin mentions that it's a reflection that it's from the house where the Word of God primarily comes from. Thank God for synagogues. But it's primarily through the teachings and the values of the bat, the mother, the home, that the values of the Word of God are continued.
And you're referring to the first letter of the Hebrew Bible.
Of the Hebrew Bible.
Which is a bet.
Mm-hmm.
It begins with bet, not with aleph.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking about the roots. And we have said that Hebrew words grow from a root system. And every Hebrew word has basically a three consonants that you can see. If you're looking at a wagon wheel and that's a word family, the hub of that wheel has a three-letter, three-consonant root. And out from that hub go spokes, like in a wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And there you see words that come from that root. Vowel sounds weave in and out among those three consonants, but you never, ever lose the true meaning of that root. And so we were talking about the Hebrew word amen, and how that one of the words that come from it is truth.
Yes.
The Hebrew word amen means may this prayer come true. The words that are built in that family of words have to do with the things that it takes to make a prayer come true. To me, you can almost preach a picture of God from every one of these families, or a picture of a Bible truth. And so you have amen, may this prayer come true. You have emunah, it takes faith,
mm-hmm.
and believing, ma'amin, believing, it takes the right hand of God and it takes truth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just show you a little bit about the Hebrew language with the word that they translate truth. It's emet, and it's spelled aleph, mem, tet.
Okay.
Now, in English, we express the concept of total truth by saying that something is true from A to Z. We're going to come back to this next week. It's going to be really exciting. We'll go over it again with you. In Hebrew, the word for truth is aleph, mem, tet. It's the very first word of the Hebrew language, the first letter, excuse me. It's the very first letter, aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew language, aleph bet. And it ends with the last letter, tav, but in the middle of it is the Hebrew letter mem. So it's spelled with the first letter of the alphabet, the middle letter of the alphabet, and the last letter of the alphabet. And its idea is that from start to finish, and including every point in the middle as well, everything is to be total truth.
Mm-hmm.
You are to use that Hebrew language alphabet, that Hebrew alphabet, for truth, for speaking truth. So you have the first letter. If we did it with English, we would do with A-M-Z, and it would be like the word amez.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hebrews do it aleph, mem, tov, emet. You use this language for truth. It writes the Bible. God wrote the Bible in the Hebrew language. Now, Shelley, the first two letters of emet, truth, is the word for mother.
Mm-hmm.
You use this in teaching about heaven and the home.
Well, you can't deny your mother. I mean, your father, you may wonder who or where he may be. But one thing for sure, in truth, you came from your mother. It's obvious. This book came into my life many years ago.
Which book?
The Secrets of Hebrew Words by Benjamin Bleck. It was a Christmas gift from my mother-in-law. And at that time, my children, who are now in their 20s, they were just little. And so I unwrapped this gift and instantly drawn to it while everyone else is unwrapping their cologne and their neckties. And I just grabbed this little book, go into the bedroom, and I said, what does mother have to say? What does it say about the Hebrew word for mother? And I found it on page 160. I thought it might mean jewel or ruby or precious diamond. And to my amazement, it means if, I-F. And reading from the book, it says, if the mother is pious, in all probability, the children will take after her. The mother is the big if of family life, and in her hands is the future and fate of her children. In religious law, and remember this is a Jewish man, a child takes after the identity of his or her mother. For a child to be considered Jewish, it is the maternal genealogy that is primary. And as the mother goes, so goes the child. And this is why our sages tell us that at Mount Sinai, God told Moses, quoting from Exodus chapter 19, verse 3, thus shall you say to the house. Now remember, we said house was daughter. You may say to the house of Jacob, meaning the women, and tell the children of Israel, meaning the men. And this last sentence just shocked me. I remember reading it then as a mother in my early 30s. Now that I'm 51, I still see that it's so, that women, and remember this is a man who wrote this book, women are more important than men in religious training. Now, he didn't say they're more important than men in all training, but he said women are more important than men in religious training. They are to be taught first, for the mother is the if of family life. And that's why even in the Old Testament, when you read about kings, and it goes through the a wicked king, but his mother was so-and-so. And come to find out, she was from a country that worshipped idols, and she brought her idols with her. And even though the father may have been Jewish, the mother was not raised with those values, and their offspring had that religious idol-worshipping value that they brought to the throne.
You know, Shelley, I'm thinking about in my own life. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1967 and started with these things of God, went to work for Brother Hagin. And your dad told me one day when he came home from work, he said, Billy, I'm not working all day long with the Word of God. He said, I'm out where people are cursing him. So it took a little longer, and I was moving along there, you know, and I was thinking, these children, oh my goodness, if maybe he didn't want to go to Brother Hagin meeting one night, or he didn't want to do this or that. I was thinking, oh, I want these children to do this and this. Well, you know what? Every one of you grew up and followed that way. Every one of you. And he did eventually.
Right.
But you all...
And think about your own mother.
Yes.
As a little child.
It was my mother that taught me the stories of the Lord.
And her sister.
Even though my daddy was a great, Christian man. Now, I want you to look at... It was the mother who absolutely was there reading me the Bible stories when I was just such a little girl. I want to look at this Hebrew word. It's the Hebrew word for glory. But guess what root it comes from? It comes from a root, kaved, which means heavy, hanging down. And in this family of words is the word for the liver.
The liver?
Mm-hmm. Kaved.
Okay.
And it's pronounced exactly like the root, kaved, because it is the heaviest of the internal organs. But the word for glory is, you add one vowel to it. The vowel sound you add is O. And the word is kavod. Kavod. It's heavy. Heavy with everything good. Glory, honor. You see, when it speaks of God and his glory, our being crowned with the glory of God, man was crowned with the glory of God, Psalm chapter 8, heavy with everything good. Now, a meaning opposite is the word for light, kal. I mean, not light like light you see in the air, mm-hmm. but not heavy. It's light. Okay. Doesn't have any weight to it. Doesn't have any substance to it. So the words that come from kal mean to be dishonored, to be lightly esteemed. In fact, the word curse comes from it. To destroy, to spoil, worthless. Something worthless doesn't have any weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the word for glory is kavod, heavy with everything good. And in the Bible, Shelley, it often has to do with material wealth. The first time the word glory is used in the Bible is Jacob. You remember he went over mm-hmm. his uncle Laban?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you have gotten all this glory from our father. He'd gotten wealth. He'd
yes.
gotten rich. You remember the story of the ringed stick mm-hmm. and the spotted goats and all this that was added to him?
Mm-hmm.
So the first mention of it and several mentions of it in the Bible, the word glory has to do with material wealth.
Right.
Heavy with everything good. Added unto you. Heavy. Glorious. Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not light. Not something to be esteemed lightly. Or a curse. Wonderful word. Another word that we use is seder. It means to arrange, to put things into order. The Jews have the seder meal.
Mm-hmm.
And everything on that plate at the Passover meal has to be in order.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to have the bitter roots here. It's mm-hmm. got to have, you know, you've been mm-hmm. at Passover many times.
Yes.
Everything's done right in order. It's called the Seder meal.
Mm.
Now, if they ask you, a Jew ask you on the streets, how are you doing? And we're going to talk about next week, Shalom, and about the greeting. But if they ask you, what's a good answer?
Hakol b'seder.
Hakol b'seder. The whole is in order.
Mm-hmm.
My life is in order. Things are in order. It's very interesting how that the Hebrew language, which is restored to modern Hebrew, speakers. They speak Hebrew on the streets of Israel. It's the first time in history that a language was restored, and we've got that book. We're going to offer it next week. But this week we're offering The Secrets of Hebrew Words by Benjamin Bleck. You can get that from us for $25 plus shipping. Just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. Write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. If you can, enclose an offering for the radio ministry. We really appreciate it. That's Branson 65615, Post Office Box 40. And this is Billy Brim saying
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, because yes. you're coming up to Shalom means peace. And the best kind of peace you can have is Sabbath peace. So the greeting today among our Jewish friends is Shabbat Shalom. And so this is Billy and Shelley saying to you, Shabbat Shalom. Until Monday.